following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. We've got a lot of talk in that News Talk Sports part to do, and I'm going to get to a number of things in this half hour, and I literally do mean a number of things. Several topics I want to get to. I'll just do this one right now. Look, I briefly yesterday talked about the fact that the Packers may get that NFL season debut matchup against the champs, the Seahawks. Of course, this has become a major event. It was in 2011 after the Packers won the Super Bowl. Big deal here, and it was done upright, and everybody thought it was great. And that has become, I don't remember when they started. It was sometime this century. But I don't recall when the NFL started that Thursday night kickoff, and it's a very, very good idea. So Seattle gets theirs, and they get the Packers. And I said I thought that might be the case. Jason thought it was going to be the 49ers. They get the 49ers on Thanksgiving, at least one of the games. And I believe that's at the 49ers. I don't know when the home game is. For Seattle and San Francisco. But I had a feeling it might be the Packers, and it is. A friend emailed me, though. It's amazing what a big deal the media is making of this. It's a big front-page story on the Green Bay Press Gazette. Big front-page story. And a statement the police union released about one of their officers involved in a video-recorded incident on a cell phone buried deep in the paper. It's not that big a deal. You knew they were going to play the Seahawks. That's the thing. The storyline is, wow, this is the revenge game for the Fail Mary in 2012 and blah, blah, blah. One, there are so many players that aren't even with either team right now. It's a very different makeup. Two, that was going to happen whenever they played. So now we know when it happens. Big whoop. I mean, it's notable. And I'm going to talk about the schedule a little later in the show. It's notable. But, I mean, they've got a sports column on it. And, by the way, they're not the only ones. I've seen this elsewhere in the media, too. I mean, it's kind of a big deal in that the Packers are the straw that stirs this drink around here. There's no denying that. But, really? To look at that and say, oh, well, we're going to go back and we're going to talk about the Fail Mary. You know, Golden Tate and M.D. Jennings are the two players involved in that. They're not even in the picture anymore. I don't think it's that big a deal. And it's interesting. But to crowd out other things that, police union's response to the video, which we're going to get to in greater detail after 9 o'clock. I'm going to try to mention it here in just a bit. First, there's this. Also on the front page of the local paper is a story about the 4th Assembly District seat here in Ashwaubenon, elsewhere in the Green Bay area. There's expected to be a fairly wide-open primary for that. With the departure of the incumbent, Chad Fredette. Boy, you know what? No, I got a text from Chad the other day. Hadn't heard from him. He congratulated me on my weight loss. Chad Weininger. I hadn't heard from Chad Fredette in ages, and he texted me, and I don't have him saved, Jason. And so there's this text, 50 pounds. That's great. I'm like, thanks. Who the hell is this? And How do they have my phone? And then he said, oh, it's Chad F., by the way. So that, and I was thumbing through the paper. My wife was right. I cannot do two things. Chad Weininger taking a position with the county. So here's the story. Two of the candidates, Brown County Supervisors, Corey Campbell and Dave Steffen, are among those who are vying now for that open seat. Dave Steffen lives right outside the 4th Assembly District. He's currently not a resident. This is always low-hanging fruit for an opponent, particularly, it seems, in a primary. Well, he doesn't even live in the district. He doesn't know the people. He doesn't represent the people. I'm just going to throw some... Look. Is residency a big issue or not? It depends. And that's up for voters to decide. She's saying, I'm here right now and I can represent right now. And he said, well, he'll move into the district. He pledged to move into the district if elected, saying he would begin the process of relocating if he wins the GOP nomination, and has talked to a real estate agent about a possible move. Voters can decide whether this is a big deal. Campbell is attempting to paint the picture that while he doesn't, he's not of the district. She is someone that is of the district. So she is more, she identifies, she is someone who can do this right now. I live here. I don't have to move into the district to get elected, she said when she announced her candidacy. I'm here right now to represent the people. Dave Steffen sent me an email on this, and I'm just going to share it with you to give you both sides, okay? Good morning, Jerry. As you saw in the paper today, Corey Campbell is making a big deal about the fact I live a half a block outside the 4th Assembly District, just like Reed Ribble did and many others. I plan to move if elected. My son is graduating from high school this year. My wife and I already talked about moving when that happens. With the exception of my time in college, I have lived my entire life in Ashwaubenon, Green Bay, and Howard. I've represented the 4th Assembly District for years on the Village Board and the County Board. My house may be a half block outside the lines drawn by the legislature, but to say I'm not from the district is just plain silly. Most importantly, the residents of the 4th that I already represent know they can count on me to work and deliver on lowering taxes, reducing debt, and bringing economic opportunities to our area. That's been my focus as a Howard Village trustee and as a Brown County Board member. It will also be my focus in the State Assembly. As a leader of the village, a leader in the Village of Howard, I've led the way, and then he gets into his resume and takes a shot at her lack of leadership and says she's desperate. Given everything he describes, I don't think it's a big deal. Now, there are other names that may still get in that primary. I will be voting in that primary. I live in the 4th. I have no opinion at all on anyone at this time. I don't seem to, you know, from the way it appears to me, she's making a big deal out of nothing. My guess is, ideologically, they're pretty closely defined. In terms of who they are. And I don't think it's a big deal. And just like the Seahawks story, I don't really think it warranted a front page story. I think it's a spat between two candidates, one of which is trying to get the traction. I think, again, I'm not judging anybody. I do have a horse in this race, but I haven't picked my horse as of yet. And there may be horses to enter the race. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's at least one other one at this point. I don't think, look, if he lived in Fond du Lac and was now moving into the district to run there, then I think she's got a perspective. He relates to the district near as I can tell, so I don't think it's that big a deal. Otherwise, she might have a point. All right, enough on that. I'm not going to talk much more about it if I don't think it was worthy of a front page story. This is really interesting. Now, I have someone who gets the Green Bay Teachers Union newsletter, and they forward it to me, and more times than not, I don't find anything remarkable in there really to use. Check this out. Check out this warning that the Green Bay Education Association gives to employees of the school district. It concerns social media. They call it a social media don't. If you have a personal social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, Google+, etc., you should not list Green Bay Area Public Schools as your employer. Now, most of you, maybe not, I'm sure not all of you, but a lot of you are familiar with Facebook. You're on Facebook. You have a profile. And your profile often lists your employer, area of residence, where you went to college, maybe, so on. They're saying in your profile, do not list Green Bay Area Public Schools as your employer. Here's their explanation as to why, and this is the part I find really interesting. Any of your posts, pictures, or posts/pictures put on your page are now identifying you as someone speaking on behalf of the district. So they're telling employees of the Green Bay Area Public School District that if you identify yourself as an employee of the district, you are speaking on behalf of the district? According to whose estimation? In a legal way? I just got this morning, and I haven't had a chance to research this, but that seems crazy to me. Now, I actually do very little on my personal Facebook page. I pretty much have it to facilitate the show Facebook page. But if I list on there that I work for Midwest Communications, then I am seen as speaking on behalf of the company and everything I post? I think that I don't buy that. Again, I could be wrong. They may be getting legal advice I'm unaware of. Here's what it seems more likely to me. They know that some employees are going to say controversial things. To me, it sounds like they're just trying to protect the district a fallout. You know, if a teacher or somebody says some of the moonbat things that the education establishment is wont to say, and someone like me notices it, makes a big deal out of it, which, by the way, has happened before. By their Facebook page, they were identified as a teacher, and we commented on what that person said. That, yeah, that happens. My guess is they are trying to avoid that. That they're, look, if you're going to say something moonbatty about Scott Walker or Act 10 or anything else, you can't have on there that you work for the school district, because people are going to trace it back and it's going to look bad and so on. Other than that, again, they may be getting legal advice that I am unaware of. It's entirely possible. All right, I'm going to start something now that I'm going to finish in the next half hour and take your calls on, because I have two separate things to say about it. Speaking of associations, the Green Bay Professional Police Association, which represents Green Bay police officers, issued a statement yesterday concerning the video that has gone viral of police officer Derek Wicklund arresting someone after bar time in downtown Green Bay in a fashion that many people think is a display of excessive police force. What I have said is I'm withholding judgment until the investigation is complete, but it does look bad. I have seen the entire video. I don't see... Here's the way it looks to me, but again, we'll see after the investigation. That the guy is being loud, obnoxious, is somewhat drunk, swears, and Wicklund goes after him, throws him up against the squad car, down to the ground, and strikes him a couple of times. That's the way it looks to me. But I'll admit, you can't get the whole story. There are two interesting elements in this release. The one that the media is fixating on is that they stand behind Officer Wicklund. They believe that his actions are proper, appropriate, and legal, and that everything he did was by the book. In the end, when force is used, we must never expect our police officers to be perfect. The amount of force used is often made in chaotic and split-second moments. However, We must decide whether or not, under the totality of the circumstances, an officer used reasonable force. These are commonly held standards that any use of force trainer is well aware of. No officer ever wants to use any force on anybody. It's the last thing that police officers want to do. Green Bay police officers embrace the idea of the universal value, which recognizes the value of all human life regardless of what somebody has done. Simply put, Green Bay police officers make their decisions based upon the behaviors of others and not to punish, but only to complete lawful objectives. The GBPPA stands alongside Officer Wicklin while this unfortunate incident is investigated by the Green Bay Police Department. The GBPPA is confident that Officer Wicklin's actions will be justified and consistent with the State of Wisconsin Department of Justice use of force standards. As I said earlier, I don't know what I believe. I don't know. And I am going to await the investigation, but I do reiterate what I said the other day. I think it looks bad. But I have seen other videos look bad, and you don't have the whole story. This leads to a topic that I want to get to in the next half hour, and we're going to get your calls on this. The other half of the other big element in this release is they really rip the media, specifically, I assume, the television stations, for airing the video. They believe that it leads to a prejudgment in public of Officer Wicklin without all the facts being ascertained. And they don't think the video should have been aired, or snippets of it, or portions of it. And they strongly take the media to task for that. I'm going to share with you exactly what they say about that and just raise some questions and see what you think about that. We'll do that starting at 9:06. It's 8:56.